better after that.
It was a fucking downwards. It was a slow spiral, but it was a spiral downward.
We sold out the fucking outdoor venues after that.
Yeah, but it was going downhill.
Comment, Colin?
Yeah, I know. Speaking of fucking up.
Let the elder statesman talk, please.
Colin's had a successful off-Broadway show and Broadway show.
Can we stop? Can we get this fucking animal to stop eating porridge on the fucking radio show? Stop it. We don't like hearing you talk with your regular porridge. Wow, Voss,
you got some sleep last night.
Last week, Keith brought up a good point, which is a lot of people on Twitter are accusing Voss of trying to steal my cat.
Yes.
And here's the thing.
He's been trying to do all these new characters, but instead of just like being organically into it, he has to name them.
How many you got now?
Bonnie's sitting home with bile in her system every time she looks.
You don't think she's enjoying his...
How many you got now, Rich? Alternative Voss.
I have Alternative Voss and
Christian Voss.
I dropped Christian Voss.
You dropped Christian Voss?
No, you were beaten out of Christian Voss. You didn't drop it.
Christian Voss is so obviously one thing that Colin was doing.
Shut up. You were shamed.
Everybody. What was Colin doing that was Christian?
Colin was giving like kind of Christian-y advice.
But he didn't say Christian Colin.
So he's smarter than you. Because he's funnier than you. He doesn't have to hammer them over the head.
You can figure it out yourself. Because there's an intelligent person putting it forth.
First of all, I don't read everybody's posts.
We all knew this would turn into just beating the shit out of Oz. I knew it.
Once they said Colin's doing it, I stopped doing Christian comic.
How did you not know that, though?
I haven't done it. No, listen to me.
Only when Keith started slamming him in front of all of us.
Keith
called you a thief.
Hold on, Bobby's talking.
You can't be Voss the whole time and then start doing characters 3 years into Twitter, you fucking ass.
I stay stinky
on Twitter.
At least I say it's called reinventing yourself. Okay?
Well, I wish you did it 30 years ago
and taller.
With bigger hands.
Yeah. I wanna move Bobby up to the table. Okay. Don't we have another big chair? I mean, we could slide him in because it's weird. Because you keep
really,
turning the
really
fucking
big chair. Yeah.
But here's the problem. Now Keith is going to be on the couch. And he's
back. Put the nigga on the couch, motherfucker.
Well, why is he late? Well, we know why he's late.
Because, exactly.
Because those people tend to be late.
Why can't we teach him a lesson?
Huh?
Because it might be my fault for saying up till 6:30.
Can we have a...
We'll squeeze him somewhere else.
My coffee because the intern got two out of three.
Is that better, Bobby?
Got two out of three things.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
You told him.
Hey,
you told him 6:30.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Oh, way to take care of your fly fishing, fucking buddy.
Yeah. Oh man, really?
Hey, why don't you shut your face?
Two
thin fingers.
Blades up there fly fishing together in fucking Binghamton.
Not you, Ope him.
You got shit down.
No, I got thin fingers too. Though.
So we all have thin fingers because there's not one fucking man in this room.
The last time you had,
except for fucking
thin fingers,
nail banger over there.
12 years ago.
Fat thumb, fucking Kumia.
Hey, this from swinging a hammerhead in my life.
No fucking HVAC.
Yeah, he's got fucking. I can open any jar, Kumia. Let me get that 5-gallon drum for you. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I work for a living.
You should.
You got soft hands, Mr. Hooper, from eating heroes all your life.
You know what he said? You go, I work for a living. He goes, you should.
That's a good one.
An asshole.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
God damn, Keith Robinson.
I'm early, man.
You are. This is a black record.
People are very confused why everyone's here. We'll explain in a few minutes.
Oh, shit.
Can we just look around the room and look at all the fat hoodies that are in this room right now?
What's going on there?
Everybody's
called a big cover-up.
Yeah, it's a cover-up.
The full cover-up.
Your boss is wearing a stylish denim.
Yours is a hoodie. Yours is a tent.
Say it again.
That was just hurtful.
Nothing.
Emphasize
no laughter at all. Oh boy, just hurtful on that one.
That was hurtful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, usually there's a chuckle involved.
The boss is in stylish denim, though, today.
Oh, denim. Denim wasn't stylish. Fucking Matt Damon's career. That was last time fucking. All right, nice talking to you. I got a little ahead of myself on that one. Woo! I was on a
skateboard. Boss is dressed like Blake Lively.
Blake Lively?
Maybe you could call your new character that on Twitter. Thief.
Crazy.